Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Back, friends of the station, 12 o'clock hour. It is a constant train and chain of thank you. If you would, kind sir, thank our friends.
Absolutely. Hour two here is sponsored by Shuizo Construction, where safety isn't just a policy, it's a promise. Shuizo is hiring skilled craftsmen, laborers, concrete workers, and steel erectors who value quality work and a team that has your back on and off the job site. Apply today at shuizo.com. 40 years strong in business, Shuizo Construction.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it. We were talking back about, so again, super fans. You fanatics, right? But it requires that you be a diehard. We need people that when these NFL games come up as we head into NFL season, even in the preseason, that we have a go-to fan that is on the fan forum. We'll call you a ticket super fan, and you get to represent your team in these conversations, right? Bach, you know, setting the standard and tone for how big-time fans of the Arizona Cardinals should come. Don't come to the table if you're not as big a fan of the Cardinals as Bach. Like that, that's the standard. So we have some folks that have stepped in. We were talking about the divisions, and I think it's going to be important to say that coaching has an impact, and it's the responsibility of the coaches. And the biggest statement about the coach in this day and age and heading into this football season, both in the Big Ten Conference and the NFL, is quarterback. If you want to know the identity and face and personality of the team, go to quarterback. Go to quarterback, which Husker fans will tell you, well, it gives us great hope. We actually like being led by Dylan Raiola at the quarterback position, maybe more so than any quarterback in recent history. Right? I think that's a part of the discussion. That's the thing you can have. We went through some of the divisions in the NFL. Bach, we're going to go to NFC South. NFC South. Of these quarterbacks, I would say that last season, going into the reigning defending best quarterback in the NFC South is Baker Mayfield of the Tampa Bucks, because that's how they end up in the playoffs. Fair?
Absolutely.
Right? And that the change in Atlanta is the flip to Michael Penix Jr., first full year as the starter. Bryce Young, who showed flash at the end of last season to be the Alabama version of Bryce Young, versus the year one Carolina Panthers version of him. And then Tyler Shough of New Orleans, of the Saints. Bach, you taking Penix or you taking Michael Penix or Tyler?
Penix.
Taking Penix or Bryce Young?
That's a tough one. Probably go with Penix at this point.
Right. So in the QB1 ranking, they put, I mean, just to point out to you, they have Penix at 30, Tyler Shough at 29, they have Bryce Young at 16, and Baker Mayfield at 6. That Bryce Young thing, that's a number.
Maybe it's coming. Yeah,
that's a number
coming on.
Let's go to the NFC North, sir. Let's go, Bach. Vikings, Packers, Lions, Bears. The reigning defending best quarterback in the NFC North is, in fact, Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions, a legitimate MVP candidate for bulk of the year. Great work, by the way, on the quarterback in Netflix deal. Rather enjoyed meeting him, more of him, Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins. It was pretty cool to go through. But At 29, they list J.J. McCarthy. At 28, they list Caleb Williams. Bach, who's the better of the two? Who do you take?
Yeah, I'd go with Caleb Williams at this point. Obviously, you know, if you look at, I mean, the J.J. McCarthy's at least got a lot in place to work with right there. So, you know, if you're kind of just doing comparison, and of course, Caleb Williams has a little bit to work with as well. But I would give the slight nod to Caleb Williams.
At number 10 is the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love. Jordan Love or Caleb Williams?
Jordan Love, yeah.
And at number 4, Jared Goff. Now, what is the likelihood on a scale of 1 to 10 that Jordan Love surpasses, catches up to, or surpasses Jared Goff this year?
I would say it could be likely. I don't think that's so much of an insurmountable distance to get through.
Right. So the Lions are that much of a prohibitive favorite. But remember, the Vikings did a thing, and they went from Sam Darnold, who led them to 14 wins, by the way. A 14-win season. Hey, see you, bye. We're going to go to J.J. McCarthy. McCarthy better deliver. McCarthy better deliver. Vikings fans, tell me if I'm wrong. AFC North. Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. Via the rankings, the Cleveland Browns stand firmly at the bottom of the quarterback pool. In the AFC North, with Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, neither of them ranking in the top 40. The next lowest is the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers at 22. Bach, you taking the Steelers or the Browns?
Well, the Browns have obviously a couple guys in there that maybe could rise up and take that spot.
Right.
But that you know, problematic in that you don't have a firm starting quarterback. So in this case, obviously, you know, I'd go with Aaron Rodgers the rest of this. I mean, you just break down this division. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Aaron Rodgers, and the Browns.
Like this is how good this division will be. That maybe this is the most watchable division. Is that not fair?
Outside of the Browns, yeah.
Well, no, the Browns are a story. They're a soap opera.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Like, this could be a train wreck of monument or lightning in a bottle. Whatever the Browns get is extra and a win, right? Good for TV and Browns Nation. Like, the Browns backers, come on.
I think if Shadur gets in, the Browns are interesting. Until then,
I don't disagree. Yeah. I do not disagree. Who's your best quarterback in this division, Burrow or Lamar?
I'm gonna go with the 2-time MVP myself.
I am not mad at you. They did push on this documentary. They really did push Joe Burrow as the MVP. Pretty interesting stuff. The AFC East, Buffalo, Miami, the Jets, and the Patriots. The lowest ranked of the bunch is Justin Fields of the Jets. Above him, he's at 27. At 21, Drake May, the Patriots. Bach, who's going to have the better season? Who would you choose?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably fair at this point. Drake May ahead of Justin Fields. We'll say, I mean, Justin Fields is going to be running out of opportunities. If it doesn't work here, I think you're kind of into the backup territory.
But I don't think this is his fault.
Hmm.
He hasn't had an ideal situation to work in. He really hasn't. They have Tua Tagovailoa at 18 above Drake May at 21. What say you, Bach?
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I mean, there's certain weeks where Tua just goes off.
Some weeks he's just off.
Right, right.
It is a thing. And with Josh Allen at the number 2 position overall. In the NFC East, and we were just talking about this, that they have the New York Football Giants, Russell Wilson at 23. And then, you ready for this? Dak Prescott at 19.
Wow.
At 19. Pete Ferguson, bro, what are y'all doing? Dak Prescott is ranked at the... Okay, Bob, Russell Wilson in a critical game. Let's say that the season is on this. And one of these two quarterbacks is going to lead their team to a surprise NFC East championship. Is it Russell Wilson or Dak Prescott?
I think,
And we also remember that Micah Parsons is still not in the building.
Right.
Well, so like, he's still not in the building.
So Jerry Jones isn't losing any sleep over it, so.
he doesn't sleep. Yeah, he doesn't. Jerry Jones doesn't sleep. There's no scientific verification that he sleeps.
You know what? I'd probably still go with Dak, but, part of that is just the Giants supporting cast I don't think is as good for Russell.
Would you take Dak? You ready for this? Jalen Hurts is at 9.
Yeah, I like that. A little more respect, at least. It depends. Maybe.
Yeah, but why is the... Look, this dude, hadn't he played in 2 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Again.
Saquon Barkley came along and made it easier for him. Yeah, but
he made it before Saquon. He made it before.
Saquon came in and he became this. It's kind of like when KD came in and Steph, wasn't the star anymore, but he's still Steph freaking Curry.
Right. Bruh. So, Hurts or Dak Prescott?
Hurts.
They have Jaden Daniels at 5. Mm. Look, I'm all giddy, but I don't know that they're wrong. I don't know that they're wrong.
Is there any chance for a sophomore slump? Someone via CJ Stroud?
He is my NFL people in DC and Maryland say that Jaden Daniels is the hardest working quarterback the Washington franchise has ever had. And that is a statement, because there's some students in that deal. Doug Williams says that he's proud of how hard Jaden Daniels works. Now, you got to get his number one target in the building. Like, you got to get Terry McLaurin in the building.
Yeah.
But it's a thing, right? It's a thing. I'm not mad either way. The NFC West, we talked about with your Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray is ranked, and I'm slightly surprised by this, that he's ranked below Sam Darnold. Mm. What say you, Bach?
I mean, Sam Darnold's coming off, like you were saying, a great year. I would still take Kyler Murray.
They also have Sam Darnold ahead of Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that's interesting. They really like the Darnold year from last year, which is fair enough, I suppose. But I'd probably go with Purdy over Darnold. I would think Darnold would be no disrespect. Obviously, he was able to use that Viking spot to get a starting job with the Seahawks. But I still kind of questions linger for me over from him. And obviously, part of it too is at the end of the season, and maybe the reason why they did make the change. Is he did struggle once they got to the final couple weeks.
Yeah, it's tough. The top-ranked quarterback belongs to the correct team, the Los Angeles Rams. Matt Stafford at 8, Darnold at 13, Brock Purdy at 14, Kyler Murray at 17. Am I wrong in saying that Brock Purdy is probably the most likely to lead his team past the LA Rams and Matt Stafford?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yep. I just think that it's not that far away. And then we had this discussion about the AFC West. They list Bo Nix at 20. Geno Smith at 12.
Woo!
Denver Broncos fans, how y'all feeling?
And they really like that Geno Smith, Sam Darnold movement there, don't they?
Bruh! Geno Smith to 12. Justin Herbert at 11. And then in the upset of all upsets, Patrick Mahomes is only number 7.
Mm.
On what planet is he the 7th best quarterback in the NFL?
I'm not sure. This one.
Oh, bro. This is the thing. Okay, Bob. Whew. That's a run. Again, 3. You have 3 games tonight, more tomorrow, all weekend long. Of course, we'll broadcast the Cowboys and Rams Saturday night as well. We'll go to break and come back. We'll close out one-on-one here on The Ticket.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.